I've just gotten off Trevor the treadmill, my best friend that keeps me healthy, fit and strong. But he's also really good for my self-esteem and my self-confidence. Now, how can a machine help you with your self-esteem and your self-confidence? Great question. Well, here's a better question. If you are not fit, if you are not strong, if you're not healthy, if you're not looking after yourself, if you're not putting high performance food into your body, if you are not working or doing a career or having a business that you're absolutely passionate about, if you're not working towards being financially free so you don't have to rely on anybody, and if you're not in great relationships so you have disrespectful people in your life, what would that do for your self-esteem? What are you telling yourself if you would accept anything less than the best for your health and fitness, your career path, your financial situation, and your relationships? And is it possible there's a lot of people that have low self-confidence and low self-esteem, they don't like themselves very much, because they're accepting less than the best in all of those areas in their life? Now, do I have the answer for all of those? Maybe, because what I do understand very specifically, physiologically and psychologically, is that if you look after your human body, if you are fit, if you are strong, if you are mentally tough, then you make better decisions. You can think more clearly, you're more creative, and particularly when you exercise intensively, so you sprint really hard, you lift really heavy, you punch really hard, you do those hard, explosive, intense exercises, the easiest ones, by the way, because you can only do those for 10 seconds. But when you're really fit, you literally pump fertilizer. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor is a fertilizer for your brain, and that pumps in an enormous amount after you have exercised intensively, which means then that you are thinking more clearly. You can make better decisions about your food, about your career path, about your relationships, about your money. Is it possible that if you are feeling down, feeling depressed, feeling anxious, your body is filled up with those stress drugs? And of course, they're awesome, those stress drugs, because they're for survival. Our body fills up with those when we feel like we're under stress, when we're under pressure, when we're under threat of dying or something terrible happening to us. And that's why when we feel stressed, those drugs are designed to get us to move fast, really fast, to sprint away, or to fight the threat, lift it, push it, punch it, kick it, fight it. It's called the fight and flight response. And every endocrinologist in the world, every psychologist, psychiatrist will all share with us that they're really powerful neurotransmitters that help us to think more clearly and be more creative, be more brilliant. I love that word. To shine more brightly. How's that? So when I get on my treadmill, when I sprint really hard, I'm building up my self-esteem, because the more neurotransmitters I pump into my brain that give me the ability to think clearly, the more likely I am to have self-respect, which is simply not accepting anything less than the best. I want the best exercises, the best healthy food, the best health and fitness, and the best health for my body and my brain. I would never have a career path or a job that I'm not really excited or passionate about, because that would be disrespectful to myself. I wouldn't want to rely on other people for money, the government, my family, anybody, because when I have self-respect, I want to look after myself. I want to be self-reliant. So my financial situation, because I can think more clearly, I'm going to make better decisions. So that means I'm going to be more likely to be financially free. And if I have self-respect, there's absolutely no way I'm going to put nasty, negative, disrespectful people into my life, because that would be disrespectful of myself. So next time you're out exercising, rather than just plodding along, if that's what you normally do, and I get that, because I used to plod jog all over the place, but now I'm a sprinter, because I want to pump happy drugs into my brain. I want neurotransmitters, initially the brain-derived neurotrophic factor, epinephrine, adrenaline, to get me sprinting, and then I want dopamine, serotonin, the happy drugs that make you feel really good, and you get those best pumping through your entire body when you sprint. So thank you, Trevor the Treadmill, for helping me with my self-esteem, my mental toughness, my resilience, my self-motivation, because the fitter you get, the more fitter you want to get. And most importantly, I'm going to have a better life because my brain's thinking clearly. Doesn't that sound awesome? Ha ha.